Folks are calling in and telling us what they think of this strike. Some people do not support it, but I'll tell you, if you look on our Facebook page, KUOW Public Radio, a lot of those comments are in support of this teacher's strike. And we were wondering, geez, how common is that for teachers' unions around the country? How much public support do they get? So I put that question to Phil Dine. He's the author of a book called State of the Unions.
That is not all that common in any strike these days, let alone one in which the community and parents and kids are so involved. And it's critical. It would be less critical in a strike in the private sector if it were truck drivers or laborers or carpenters, because then it's really just a matter of the relative strength of the two parties directly involved, labor and management. But in a case like this, again, with the public so engaged in this and so affected, it's everything. And it's unusual.
The last time Seattle teachers went on strike over a contract in negotiations was 30 years ago. How common are teachers' strikes these days around the country?
Well, let's look at the bigger picture first. Strikes, period, in any sector are rare these days. They were far more common 10, 20, 30 years ago, but they've declined as labor strength has declined because strikes are expensive. They're expensive for the workers involved, and they're expensive for the unions involved. Now, that said, after declining for a decade or more, they've been in the uptick in the last few years, and I think that's because a lot of workers and a lot of unions are just tired of, from their perspective, taking it on the chin. Teachers have been a little more, along with other public sector workers, engaged and militant in the past few years. We've seen strikes in Ohio, a few of them. So after a sort of quiet period, unions are on the rise again, I'd say.
Based on those experiences, and you mentioned that a strike is a tool that had been used rarely but is being used a little bit more often by labor unions, including teachers' unions, what needs to happen for a strike, a teacher strike in this case, to be successful?
Probably the most important thing is it needs public support. Nowhere is that more important than with teachers. And from what I hear, that does exist, at least at the outset, in Seattle.
Why do you think that's the case? Why do you think Seattle teachers in particular seem to be getting so much public support, at least anecdotally?
A couple of things come to mind. One is that Seattle and the state in general are probably the kind of places that are instinctively sympathetic to public employees and to education. Secondly, it would suggest that the teachers and the union have done a good job in laying the groundwork and communicating with the public why this strike is really being waged on behalf of students and better education for the kids and the parents.
Phil Dine is a U.S. labor expert and author of the book State of the Unions.